Chris Hyman, the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW. And it's not often that an older sibling lives in the shadow of a younger one, but that's been the case for Jimmy Vaughn, older brother of the late legendary blues rock guitarist Stevie Ray Vaughan. It wasn't supposed to be that way, as Jimmy was making a name for himself on the Austin scene and expected to go far when Stevie's career took off instead. With less fanfare but lots of critical acclaim, and for a stretch of time, even some chart success, Jimmy was lead guitarist with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. He left the group in 1990 to work with his brother, who died that summer. 4 years later, he finally reemerged with his first solo album, an impressive set called Strange Pleasure. Only three more have followed, though he's popped up with some regularity on albums with B.B. King, Willie Nelson, Pine Top Perkins, and others. His 2010 release, Jimmy Vaughan Plays Blues, Ballads, and Favorites, is another impressive outing that showcases his real strength playing rootsy blues and R&B. Jimmy, his Tilt-A-Whirl band, and Texas Roadhouse blues woman Luann Barton, who sang with the Thunderbirds, Double Trouble, and on Jimmy's latest release, play the Cotillion on Wednesday. Regional shows of note this week continue the Texas theme with talented CMA Songwriter of the Year and West Texas Music Hall of Fame Entertainer of the Year, Susan Gibson, with a CD release show for her new set, Tightrope, a tribute to Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys with Jason Roberts of Asleep at the Wheel, and Butch Hancock, great Texas singer-songwriter and member of the Flatlanders with Joe Ely and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. And a final April Fool's note, they sing Dance Tell Jokes, boast a two-time world champion bagpiper, and wear kilts. No fooling, it's the Tartan Terror, a self-proclaimed Celtic event who play traditional and Celtic rock and even a bit of bluegrass and have performed at the White House for Queen Elizabeth and at Cayley's on four continents. They play the McPherson Opera House Friday and Tulsa Performing Arts Center Saturday. More on these and other shows, including a full rundown of First Friday dates around town, is on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.